Actually, we read courtesy of the Torah Or HaSholeh, which is a fantastic help in learning Torah Shavuot Sav. It's quoted in Torah Shavuot Peh. They quote the entire pasuk. They even quote you with the kudos. Be embarrassed by not getting the vowels right. You know, it's tough. So we're psukim both in Parshas Ones, and which is in Parshas Kisei, next week's Parsha, and also psukim in Parshas Mefata, which is in Parshas Mishpatim. Those who remember from yesterday, we saw these psukim. We'll start with Mefata. Mefata is found, I guess we probably saw it on our daf, Chof Tesam Adbeis. Here it is, Chof Tesam Adbeis. Mefata is, in my edition, it's Gimel and Dalet in Torah Hashanah. V'chi yifata ish v'sula, ashalo orasa. Here's the lashon of Erisim. Erisim means Kiddushin, means marriage. V'shakavi mo, mahoi marena lo le'isha. This woman is not married, single woman. Man lives with her, seduces her. So, he gives her mohar. Imo'ein, imo'ein, avi alasita lo. That's what they get married. What if the father who's in charge of Anara until she's 12 and a half said, no dice. Kesef Yishko, the man pays, Kimor Absula. So the word Mor is found three times actually. Mor, Yemarenim, Kimor. What is this institution of Mor? What does it mean? Okay. We don't know. Then the two other Psukim are both sides, which are Beis and Aleph respectively in Torah Rashonim. This is against the will. Aleph and Asana Isha Shochev Imoh Lavia Naro Hamishim Kosef Lo Sia Lisha Takasa Sharino Yuchal Shalcho Koyomo. Yes, it's very easy. It's so easy. Only four psukim and chumash. That's all I'm talking about. Two in Mishpatim and two. That's it. Four psukim. The Gemara, he said that I've got tests in the base. There is a connection between Gzeres Shavu between these two psukim. The Tanya, Kesef Yishko Kamara Basulos, Shezeh Kamara Basulos, Umara Basulos Kazeh. Okay? Kesef Yishko Kamara Basulos, which is the Pasuk and Parashat Mishpatim, is Zeh. What does Zeh mean? Zeh means Ones. It's Kamara Basulos. He has to pay Shkolin. Umara Basulos, which is Mephata. Because there, page number 50, because there's no number found in Parshas Mishpat. That's what Rashi explains. Again, we're chasing the Rashi on that Chof Tesam base. We bought the Gzer Hashava. Sula, the Chsiv, Gabi Mephata, we bought the Gzer Hashava, the Sula, the Sula, the Gzer Hashava. Ma Kesel, the Bionis, Chamishin. A Mephata, Chamishin. Uma Mephata, Shkolen, the Chsiv, the Yishko. A Chamishin, Shalonis, Shkolen, comma, not 50 pennies. So therefore, Kemor Absulus means Chamishim Kesef Hamufurashim Bema'anis Absulim. Alright? She is there, Chamish Kemor Absulus, Kemor Absulus Shishkon Kazah? Shine. The Pashup Shanis Kemor is no Zeichet of the word Ksuba. Ksuba Man Dachar Shemeh, nothing to do with Ksuba. I'd like to show you, since we're learning a little bit Torah Shabbat Ksab, maybe you'll help me out. I think you'll help me out and look up Tanakh. This is like outrageous, learn Tanakh. Whoa. Let's see. Tanakh. Shmos. Obeys. Imagine. Tanakh. Okay, so we have these psukim. We just saw that they even have dots here as well. How do you get the mefarshim on this links?
Yeah.
So is Rashi. Rashi. Who's bigger than Rashi? Rashi. Says Rashi. Oh, what was the one? Okay. Chiyafate. Okay. Mahoyim Arena. Look what Rashi says. Yifsok la moa kibishpat ishli ishto. Shekosev la. What's the word? What's the next word? Ksuba. What ksuba? We never heard the word ksuba before. Ksuba? What's Rashi saying? Rashi's throwing out a, I don't use the word, a dirty word, but a word that's not found in the Gemara. The Gemara keeps thinking about Ones, Mefata, about What's Ksuba doing here? Kemor Absulus, Kotzim Chamishim Ketav Eitz Alatomis is Absulus, Shogamar V'Olin Shenema, etc. Chamishim Kotzim. Oh, we understand. So Kemor Absulus means Ones. So what's Ksuba doing here? So the Torah is making a reference. Before we get to the word Kemor Absulus, that's the next pasuk. What do you mean? It's incorporation by reference. There exists a concept, Rabbi will say, of Moah. And what is Moah? The Ksuba. So a Mefate will write a Ksuba, or will give her money now, or if he marries her. Remember, the next pasuk said, we have it on the side, next pasuk said, Imoan Amon the Vilas Italo. So you get an impression in pasuk Tetzvah, he is marrying her. He's marrying her, he's going to give her a ksuba. Like any other man is going to have a ksuba. Whoa, sounds like ksuba is the rice. Yes. So it sounds like, anyway. So this is what Rashi says. Now the Ramban is not so happy. I got wait, links from here. Back to Kunach. Go back to it. Yes, I'm listening. So, what's the question?
Was it called, before we were talking about like kanas, obviously, was it called, like with the 50 that he has to pay, like if it's for someone that, if it's something to the father that he owns, could that be that like that kanas is like part of like in like mentioned in the ksuba and like that's
getting close. Let's see what the Ramban says. Ramban talks about. Watch this. Umashe Pirish Arab. When the Ramban says Arab, who does he mean? Whenever you say Arab, who's the one?
Rashi.
Only means Rashi. When Ramban and Chumash is Arab, Rashi. Look at his introduction. Rashi is the number one man. He's Rashi. Rashi. The Moya Marenelo Yeshua Mar Kamishma Ishu 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 Ishu. It's not true. It shows when it comes to Torah, no matter how much respect you have for anybody else, it's not true. You gotta say it's not true. Ain't no emes. Why? Shemefate. If he saw Eno, if he marries her, Eno knows him knas. If he goes Shenach Ar Nisuin, Ain't no olav klum minator. Why? Shaksuba midivrei sofrimu. Do they have super commentaries on Rashi in this, when I went on links in Rashi, they didn't have it. Just sent me to back to the to Tanakh. Like the Mizrahi, you know, they would, don't they have that? Did you know? Then we'll find later, let's see if we can find later. Rashi has many super commentaries. There's Mizrahi, Mahali Prague, the main ones, Gurari. Okay, if I can't find two, I'll tell you about that. What's the obvious question against the Ramban? Morena Ramban, you never heard that somebody holds a Ksuba's Daraisa. What do you want from Rashi to Rav? Ain't no emes. Ain't no emes according to you want to pass like the Tanakama. Rashi can't pass like the Rashbak. What is ain't no emes? It's a very harsh word to use. Ain't no emes. Rabban says, Bachus Abayi Rabba. So Abayi ain't no emes. Chas v'shalom. Eile v'el divin l'kim chayim. What do you mean ain't no emes? What do you mean ain't no emes? It's a Mizrahi's cash. Aval pirish mor hashaluchim she'odam mishalech la'rusoso kesef u'kleizov u'v'godim l'tzorcha ha'chubu v'anisun heim nekroim stavlonos l'oshul chachamim v'chein amru quotes a pasuk u'gmama v'basra u'v'unklis u'v'a b'harbo alai mo'od mor u'matan. Mentioned yesterday by Shechem, tells you mor u'matna u'lohoya no'de lehem l'chtov l'ksubas ha'bimod. Avalamoah Savlonis, he actually gave gifts. With the charge of Moar, look at etymology. Lashon Nigzam in Mehera Chusha. Moar, it's from the word Mehera. We say Mehera, how do we say it? Mehera. Yishan Rogu Chusham called Sosa, right? So it's Mehera. We want that should be called Sosa, called Simcha, and Eretz, and Rogu Chusham Shalayim. He's saying everywhere, now it takes place in New York. Is also Mehera, that the Chosin sends quickly to the Kala gifts. Shechosin Memayer Makdim Mishloach Lefonav Amincha Ahi. Nachvei Chedu, Bolivets Chamiv Lasos HaNisuin, O HaSimcha. Kamosha Skira Khamasuda Savlos and Psachim. How you like that? So what's Mohammed Yana Shimi? She yishtakla savlonas with Sarah Khupa the Asla Isha. Remez Shehain Yacholim Laake? Either yes or no. Omra Kosa Veloshan Zevaloma Shika Khenalo. Ki ain mitzvah lo she said Arakim Rotza. Here it's going on. The Ramban is saying not only is it not an obligation, you're forcing to marry her, but they have a mitzvah to marry. Not everyone agrees. You don't want it from the beginning. Yifra, pay up cash, 50 shkolim. 50 shkolim. Now, if you want her but she doesn't want you, write the 50 shkolim. She yishkol ayod of kezib kamora, she yitnu anoshim lepsulos anisuos lehen. Whoa. What happened? He just said, ksumas rabbana. He should have said, you give more up, like the Gemara said, onus. All of a sudden, no. That which men give to their wives when they marry them when they're virgin brides. Vatam, why must he give them? Because he's time of the crow. Ki pisala be'enei ha-bachurim. She's damaged goods. She's a bula now. V'yitztarech avia laharbas lamatan. She'll have to pay a bigger nadan, a dowry, to get her married off now. She's damaged goods. V'heim lo yitlu lamor. Who's heim? The husband. He's not going to give, I should give you a daughter more. Everyone knows. Your daughter was seduced by Reuven. And my name is Shimon. Why should she give any money? I get it on the cheap. So therefore, Reuven has to pay the money. Interesting, isn't it? Fascinating. The royal she friend of me, I'm a fatter. Hey, pay up. You caused her to lose favor in the eyes of boys. They want to be have to give a higher nadan, the father. So yes, the fatter has to make up for it. So get a push of trap in Ramban is that a husband has to give, a fatter has to give money, not onus, but rather not suba, but rather more. It was a tradition to give moar, to give gifts up front upon a marriage. You bum you, you mafata the girl, you seduced her, she's now a ba'ula by you. Now you have to marry her and make sure to give gifts. What happens? You don't want to marry her, she doesn't want to marry you, the father wanted to marry you. Then 50 shkol. That's what he says. Mori Marena Alisha means what normal men give to their wives upon marriage, gifts. Doesn't say how much. Amar Rabbi Oseinu, we saw it more yesterday, in Ksubis. Ki inyan amor azeh hu niktav inyan ones. You are hamishin kesef. You know it's a mefad v'shavim with the pazeh. He gives the reason why it's not our Indian right now. It's not her fault. It wasn't her fault. Fine. But a mefate, she shouldn't have said yes to him. There's no punishment to marry her against his will. Enough to pay the knas. If he marries her, because everyone agrees, harayima kol anoshim, ein la olav ksuva b'torah. Fish. There's no din of ksuba daraisa. Period. So what does it mean? What does the pesukim say? Look at the Rambam. Look at the pesukim now again according to the R's in the Rambam. What happens? Volume Elisha means you pay like any other man pays his wife, gives gifts before he comes to the chuppah. And you want to say if there's no chuppah, ain't going to be no marriage, ain't going to be no wedding, because he doesn't want, the girl doesn't want, the father doesn't want. Then what? Cash. But the expression of Mori Malisha referring to an existing custom that every chosen from Lashon Mehera comes to the house, comes laden with gifts. That was a minute in the old days. I didn't come so laden with gifts. I don't know. Maybe you buy an engagement ring, it's called laden with gifts. I don't know. How many gifts come and how many brought gifts? I don't know how many gifts you brought. But, that says, Moyer and Alicia have some loans and gifts and all kinds of things. Moyer and Alicia. Don't know. That's the Ramban's trap. So he attacks Rashi. But the Mizrahi, let's see if we get the Mizrahi. Just for curiosity. I'd like to share everything inside if I can. Back to Tanakh. All right, let's see. Tanakh. All right. So many svarim he has. So many beautiful svarim. Not the Mizrach. Everything but. I can't show it to you inside. The Mizrahi asks, what do you want from poor Rashi? All Rashi did was quote in the Mandava, it's the Raisa. Says it, you know what I'll show you? I can show it to you. Let's get out of here. Back to the more traditional source that we used to quote. Tanakh is so, oh, Tanakh. How about Rambam? Oh, this is a little more like it. The first Shema the Rambam. How about that? It's on the Maram HaKamis, I don't know if you saw it yet. Reisi LeRashi Repir Shachumash. Everyone able to read inside? Everyone can see it? Big enough? Yeah. Shekosa. Moi, my little Isha, Yipsi LeMara, Kemishpat Isha, Isha, Shekosa, Lo Yipsi, Shekosa, Rabban, Zalton, Alo. Oh my, Eno Emes. Shemefat, if you send in an Osen Kunas, we go Shenach and Yisur, and look, Shulman HaTorah, Shek Shulman HaTorah, HaRa'om, who's the Ra'om? Rabbeinu Eliyahu Mizrahi. Tom HaRambaza. Hey, Kotz Rabbeinu Emes. Chilo Ra'om, Achlek, Shadach HaBein HaTanoim, HaKsubas Isha, Yimin HaTorah, Bidim HaSof, Rav Posse, Kaman, Dabam, Shek Shulman, Bidim HaTorah, Adka. Still follow you with me? This is Mamish, spy versus spy. So first we have Ramban as against Kash, against Rash. The Rambam yes against the Rambam. The Mishnah Melech yes against the Rambam. Oh, four lines. Rashi, Ramban, Ra'om, Mishnah Melech. Ani tamei al Ra'om bazeh. That one's tamei another person. Tolo nechlechu ele b'ksubas b'sula. Ava b'ksubas b'ula lo nechlechu. The pshita b'ksubas ele b'drabo. No, no, that's what the Rambam meant. This woman is right now a b'ula. If she wasn't before, she better is now, after she's my father. So Ba'ula, Ksuba's the Rabban, and there is no other opinion Rashi can rely upon. When Perkamit the Ksuba's Amrina, Almona the Tribu Barais, and Ma'ika the Mema, Alma Pshikul the Ksuba's Almona, Chulam al Havim, Bidat Menatur, is that Pasha? What happens now? My dear Etzli, fascinating. The Tanas are Ambani. The Amit Bishlama, the Ika Shum Ksuba Min HaTorah, if it exists, the concept of Ksuba Min HaTorah, Rabbi Osai, Nicha, it's okay, why? The Hochok Zeres HaKonsa, look inside. Shezeh HaMefata Yichta L'Ksuba, Kedin Kol Nosei B'Sula, Me'achar Shehoisa B'Sula. Man, she was a B'Sula before you got there, she was a B'Sula. You are a Chutzpah. You're a Mefata. Now you want to lower the B'Sula, Chotei Nisker. Had you not been a father, had you dated her properly, and she'd be a virgin bride, right? You'd give her a ksuba d'oraisa, Messiah and Zeus. Now chutzpin yak, because you seduced her, and now you're marrying her. Want to get away with murder? Oh, no dice. No dice. So you got in a certain kind of knas, you have to give, if you marry her, you have to give the amount that you would have given her had you married her as a psul. That if psula is psula is the rice, who knasu she comes to Torah. Fine. Aliyah mit the lechem and a Torah shum psula the shemisha. Hey, he come rakosuv moi vel mimarenelo. Da lechok. It's a typo there. Even Bar Lama makes typos. See it? You cover or revert it. Da lechok psula ben a Torah klal. That's Rabban's kash. Ram, another typo, T-rates, two in a row, something's wrong with this typo, T-rates. The Rashi Sava the Ksuba Min HaTorah, Uvazeh Osi Shapir, Shekonsu HaKosum Sheyichtav LaKsuba, Kichsubas HaBesulos. Very written. Kos HaNichad Das Rashi Sava Ksuba the Rice, Das Rabbeinu, who's Rabbeinu, who's the Rai, who's Rabbeinu? The Rambam, Shabbat HaSmin the Rambam, Rabbeinu. The Sfir HaKsuba Sisha Medivari Sofer, as it says in Perek Yud, the Isha's Dinva, Minole the Ksubas Mafuto Himasayim Kiksubas Abisula. The Rambam passes that Ksubas Mafuto is Mosayim. Where in the world did the Rambam get it from? How can it be? That's the Mishnah of Kasha. How can it be? Now, and I can show you the Rambam in a second on the links, but let's first go further. Watch this. Ulai Noma. After Mandi Omar, Ksubas Isha the Rabbonon, Dorishle Likra. This is a remarkable, Rabbos is going to be one of our main points for the year. To get it right now at the beginning. And has far, far, far reaching implications. This line. Kididorishle Rashizal. What does that mean? Ksubas the Rabbonon, but the Pshat and Pasuk is like Rashi. How can the Torah be referring to a Ksuba de Rabbanan? What, are you crazy? The Torah is referring to a de Rabbanan? What's he saying? Torah Klosh is given to Sinai. It's referring to a Din de Rabbanan, which Chazal mandated later on? Can't be. Look what he says. Watch, watch. Look carefully. Same parasha, Pasuk Mishpatim. It's a Siv. V'yotza ishto imo. Everyone knows a pasuk. Everyone knows a pasuk. No one knows a pasuk.
Yeah.
It's the same paragraph, I think. Let's just try this here for a second. We'll come back to this in a second. No, it's the previous paragraph. I can get mixed. I got the previous paragraph with this. Okay, with minus. Here we go. He sits there with every ever knows this. Shei Shanim Yavad, 70 go out. In Begapo Yavo Begapo Yetze, you came in alone, you go out alone. In Baal Yishohu, if the Evan Ivri is a husband, so has a wife, V'yotz'ah Ishto Imo, his wife will go out with him. Who brought his wife in? Who brought his wife with him? His wife will go out with him. Who brought his wife with this in the first place? Who did his wife go out with him? What's all that? Says Rashi, the chimich nisa shetetze. Who is she doing anything? Elamagad akosuf, shakone evin ivri, chaya b'mizonos ishto ubono. He has to support the wife and kids of the evin ivri that he bought. Where in the world does this come from? Come on, Kedush, where did that come from? Says the Mishnah Melech, watch this. Watch. Oh, the costs are here. I mean, per kama the kiddushin. The Torah can refer to a minig and say, you must do what the minig is. Now everybody must do, you must do. You bought yourself an Eved Ivri, you must do what the minig is, which is, every decent man supports his wife and kids. A question?
No.
Okay, watch, watch. Hachinami name of that. Nei deleko ksuba ben haTorah. Mikomagom. Hamine goyo. Tchala no se besulo ya kosev lo ksuba. That's what Ramban said. Because it gave him more, and he also did a minute to write a ksuba now. Ulezebo ha kosev gabi mefata di av shehi b'ulo sheyichtov lo ksuba kemo shu aminig lichtov lebsulos kevin shibulas atzmo. Vakocha kroki yosalama. Shiyichtav laksuba hu, shiyichtav laksuba kipsulos. He shiyichtav laksuba kemoshi nogin lichtav la'amona, lo yitzvah kroh, v'chi b'shvil shu ba'ala lo yichtav laksuba. Achach kroh ki yosu l'omar, shiyichtav laksuba kemoshi nogin lichtav lipsulos. Hashter abeim ez al gama mina, lididan, diyist la lipsula Masaye mitakonas chachamim. Samafuta yesh kiksubas habsulos. The Rambam derived from here. The Torah itself is referring to a minig b'alma, whatever it is. When the Rabbanan came along and said mandatorily, you must give a woman who's a psula a certain amount of money, Masaye habsulos. So too, guess what? The same amount has been given to your mafuta. I mean, she's a bula now. Bum that you are. You made her a bula. So just like the Torah says, you have to give whatever the minig was for besulos, even though you made her a bula. So too, halacha is mandatory. You must give a woman an amount of ksuba of masayin, because that's what the chazal demanded of you for nisha kala ksuba. Yes.
So,
fascinating, Mishnah Melech.
Yeah, so if it's saying that the Torah is saying that you have to do what the minhag was, does that mean the minhag at the time of the Torah, or it means it's always changing?
Minhag at the time of the Torah. You want to know what if the minhag changes? Do you ask
the
question?
Presumably the minhag is, because it was something that wasn't,
you know. You're asking what if the minhag changes. You're asking an excellent question. We're going to discuss it at tremendous length in a somewhat different context.
Clearly it changed in that where. And that's why the Ravana had to make like a...
Okay, it may have changed, may not, but we'll discuss a little bit later on. Fine. This Mishnah Melech is quite astounding. That the Torah is referencing prevailing customs at the time of Amar HaSinai. That's quite a chiddush. You would think the Torah is a pure set of laws like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, divine law. Who cares if people are doing it at that point in time in history? No. The references in the Torah Kedosha to prevailing customs at that time. Yes.
You said before, for the thing that was a minhag, you can enforce it on one person specifically to make him do that.
The Torah is saying, you bum, you mafate, you must do what's prevailing custom. Same way, you bought an eved ivri, you must do what is customary to support a wife and kids.
So what happens if it's only a minhag, what happens if he doesn't do it?
Bezdin will force him. Bezdin will force him by the power that it says in the Torah. V'yotzi shteimo, you have to support the wife and kids of this Eved Ivri, because that's the minhag of the time. So too, you have to give this girl X amount of shkolin, because that was the minhag of the time. Whatever the X is, there's no 50 over here, just whatever was prevailing custom.
So if he doesn't, they'll punish him, or...?
Don't force him. Take it out of his bank.
Yeah,
Bezdin. Don't play around. Attach your assets like the IRS. You know, they don't play around with you. You go to the bank and just take the money out. It's gone. Bezdin is karach. That's a gemara actually in Ksubas later on. Ksubas is almost everything. Actually, techvei begufa, techvei b'mamono. It's a whole suga later on. But Prius Bachov Mitzvah. Bezdin has a lot of power. He used to have a lot of power. Today, unfortunately, there's no power. And that's caused many, many problems. Many areas of halacha, including where you deal with over there. Okay, Rav Osesh, this is the Mishnah Melech. Fine. So far, so good. Now it's already 1:30, half an hour to the shiur, and no one even reminded me of the question I left over at the end of the shiur yesterday. I asked a bombshell kasha when no one came to jump. Let's go over the kasha again. There's a gemara which says in our kuf yudim beis. But the distinction between Ksuba Daraisa and Ksuba Darabanan is a very, how should I say it, measly distinction. I don't mean the word pejoratively. Matbeas Eretz Yisrael, Matbeas Kaputria. How different can they be one from the other? Come on. How can they? Ribbono Shel Olam! If Rashbaro is a Daraisa. And Tanakama says it's the Rabbanan. As a Mefurash Gemar Kiddushin at Yibes, that the Raisi fellow would call Kesef Tsuri, Lashon Tsur, the city in there near Yisrael, and for the Rabbanan is Kesef Medina, 1/8 of its value, that's a Kiddushin Yibes Mefurash, you're nitpicking with Kaputka in Eretz Yisrael. It's an 8-to-1 ratio. Ribbono Shel Olam. This is a bombshell kash. Someone came to me after this year, what do you mean? Rebbe, you gave the Teretz in Shia yesterday. The Rosh gave the Teretz. What did the Rosh say? Well, normally we say, the Raisi you pay Tzur, and the Rabban you pay Medina. Here's an exception. Even if ksuba. It's Rabbanan, you still pay tsuri. Why? Five words. Why? Come on, yes, this year. Shalom, Tehei, Kala, Be'enov, Lotzia. More Islam Testament base. Beautiful answer. Maybe we think of Teretz. That's the answer I was looking for. That even though it's the Rabbanan, you still pay Kesef Tzuri. So the distinction is only by Kaputke and Eretz Yisrael. This is what emerges from the Shita Sarash. Meredith. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful. Now, Rabosai, back to the Tosis, Lamed Testament base. Lamed Testament base. That's, I guess we can call it our sugya. Present time. Perik Elunaris, keep that in mind. Elunaris. So what does it say? Tosis is a discussion over here. And commenting on the expression in the Gemara, where the Gemara is an expression, a very important expression, which we'll discuss it, in a moment. The Gemara discusses the lechshiyotzi ishtohi, which is if they're not married. Om Rabaye, eima lechshelo yichnos. If he doesn't marry her, he has to give her the money. Hanayami hafi. Afi shama ma mafata no saying shliyachos bo shlupka lechashalo yichnos bo shlupka no saying niyad etc. So what every word means, it's not so simple what those words mean exactly. But the Gemara has a little bit later on, the last five lines, mace. The man dies after 120 years. Yotza kesef knasa v'ksubasa. We saw this more yesterday. Yotza kesef knasa v'ksubasa sounds like, come on, tell me what it sounds like, the nuance. That they're what?
Knas is paid through the ksuba.
So, how do they compare it to their financial worth?
The knas is less than the ksuba.
Less?
Same.
Same? That's what I thought. Yotza, what's Yotza? You know what I say today? It's a wash. It's a Yotza. The Knas and the Ksuba are identical. That's the Poshet of Pshat. Now, Knas, we know, is a Din D'Oraisa with Kesef Tzuri, for sure, Shkolin. To get an impression clearly, the Ksuba also pays Kesef, pays Shkolin. So if Ksuba is the Rabbanan, how can it be? The answer is the same answer. What's the answer? Even though Ksuba is the Rabbanan, Tiknu Chachamim, Shalom, Tehei, Kala, Be'ev, Lotzia, 50 Medinas is garnished, at least multiplied 8 times. Now, it's something. We're going to discuss what the something is also, for in our terms, pretty puny. At least 8 times would be super puny. It's 8 times puny is a something. It's something. That's the answer to this question. The Vilna Gaon says, is a Raya Barura. A Raya Barura. You know, the Gro is on the Mara Makoma. Has anyone even got that far on the Mara Makoma? I'm trying to look at my list. How much comes before that? That is only at the bottom. It's the last Mara Makoma on the whole sheet. So you probably didn't see it yet. But you know what? Let's just jump, just give you a jump start. It's pretty good to get used to reading a Bira Gro. On the Shulchan Aruch, it's important to know. Shulchan Aruch, the first of the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch first. Why not? This is on the Maamakos. We haven't seen that either. Hilchas Ksubis, the very beginning. For a Simis, Simis Amava. Okay. Kama Shira Ksuba. The Psula Kuf Kuf. What's Kuf Kuf mean? 200. Funny way, Kuf Kuf. Well, Amon Amon, half. Vishalzu Vizu Kesef Medina. Maran Bet Yosef Paskins. It's all Kesef Medina. Ksuba is the Rabbanan. Sakaramba. Kesef Medina, garnished. Tells you how many dram it is. Not for now. And it's a 1-2 ratio. It's all the Rabbanan. Says the Rambam. V'chol zelad ask tzasa poskim. This should feel the k'shuvas p'sula ain't on the rock because the Rabbanan. Really, if Rambam ran. Shemasayim shabu'ula olin brum. Avodas yesh poskim. Masayim shabu'ula umana shalamana mesharim bezuzi d'oraisa. Whoa! Hushmona pomem yoser. V'chos v'lechei nogu lichta v'ksuba, we saw yesterday, v'chos v'lechei mid'oraisa, Rabbeinu Tam. Mini lichta v'sula, v'chos v'lechei mid'oraisa, avololi almona. But Afal Pikein, he says, you know, a mother, you don't write the Raisa, you still get paid 1/2, not 1/16. Yeah, see, you pay 1/16, right? Here, it's the 8 times, because it's Kesef Tzuri, and a mother, 200 Kesef Tzuri, a mother is 100 Kesef Medina, so I'm the Rabbanan. No, no, even that's the Kesef Tzuri. So it's the Rambam. So who's right? Who are we to discuss who's right? Who are we? We're nobodies. But the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon's not a nobody. So the Vilna Gaon tells you. Oh, what he thinks. Let's take a look at the Gaon. Let's see which is the Gaon. Do you remember what the Gemara is? The Gemara is this one? Maybe this one? Maybe the Gemara is this one. I can't tell. You say what? It's so hard to know which one it is. Try this. This girl. Oh, I guessed right. Shoo. Okay. Whoa. Shall Zubazu, the Gaon is calling the rights of the Gaon. You know the girl. Quote everybody's rights. Nun shall cast them, shall the rain, Uksuba the Rabbanan. Kitana Kama, Subus Kufyurim and Base, Lafuka Ben Rashbag, and the Riff says that over there, and that's right number one. You usually follow Tana Kama, Yudim and Aleph, Chachamim Tikna, we saw them more yesterday, Kam Grav Nacham Bedini, then you can say Pesach Pasuah, because Subus the Rabbanan, you don't miss pay test, Kina Rabbanan, Subus Sham, Takaras Chachamim, and we also pass the Subus is what? Buris, that's the Rabbanan. So Machlok is Tanakam Rashbag. He said, Mikulek Suba. We pass like Tanakama. Look at Baba Basra and Bukhoris, Mikulek Suba. Perik Dalal and Subas. Tanai Bezdin. And the Makor, the mission of the Nalam. It's the Rabbanan. Hello, come and shoot the Raisa. Bechain das Kola Gaonim. All the Gaonim held Suba the Rabbanan. Rambam held that way, the Riff held that way, you pay everything cash to Medina, on the cheap. Any Hetman from Me'edot HaMizrach? No way in this room? So we lost from last year, we had one or two superstars to the Mizrach. Maybe we want some affirmative action, but we happen to get somebody here so we get to the sugis of someone who can comment for us. Rav Avadya, Zatzal Paskin, to my best of my knowledge, like the Machada. The ksuba is worth a pittance. Nothing. 1/8. Garnish. Okay. The Rabbi Natan was at the Rashbag. Some of the Rashbag's rights. Kol mokom shoshana Rashbag masnisen. Halacha kamosa. And the rift in Isis cloud. Last round I asked to see in the Masechta. Ksuba nun vav mevei is a good ride. Let's take a look. When the Vilna Gaon says that, which we can see, let's look it up. Open this. This is on the cards anyway. Subas Rabosai Nun Vav Amid Beis. Take a look. Nun Vav Amid Beis. What does it say? Tan Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir Omer. This is the Mishnah, which is found two blad earlier. The last lines of the Mishnah. In Perek Afal Pi, the beginning of the Dalam of Beis. Kol HaPoches Nipsula Mimasayim Lamana Mimana Harezu Be'ilas Nus. Hey. Whoa. Be'ilas Nus. She's his wife. Yeah, but she doesn't have a good ksuba. Be'ilas Nus. Don't take it literally, Mamish, but it's considered to be a serious problem. Says the Gemara in the government base. Kol HaPoches. I feel a bit to know. Alma Kostava to know. Botel the Isla. The cave and the Amala Leslach Elamona. Lo Samcha Taito. The Havala be loves to be Leslos. A woman has to be secure in a marriage. If a woman is not secure in a marriage and her husband lives with her, it's called Bilasnus. She's insecure. She's insecure. I both say, if you. When you get married, remember your most important responsibility is your wife has to be secure in a marriage. She knows that in your eyes, she is numero uno. She is number one. She has faith and security. You'll take care of her no matter what. This is what a woman craves. And if she doesn't have the security that there's a ksuba, which is written properly, she has the right amount of money in case it's a problem, and a ksuba could be not only divorce, it could be death to divorce. She wants to make sure she's going to be taken care of. Things don't work out right. That security is a prerequisite for Bia to be kosher, to be kosher. Otherwise, it's called zlos. Chas v'shal. Says the Gemara. V'shamina le'er Rav Meir di'omah kol ha'masta ma'shakosu v'torah to know botel, hobad rabbonin to know kai. That's the Gemara, the key words. Kosav Rav Meir, ksuba d'oraisa. And we pass and be as those. We must pass and perforce. Ksuba is the rice. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. Quote from Anita. Wow. Wow. Ukfatira Taran, the Magad Mishnah, Amru, the Bezeel of Kermen. Vinami Halach Labi Tameh. Okay, for different reason. Fine. What's his proof? Because it says on Nachlun Zayin, we call it like a mayor. If you come on the same Amora, who paskins like a mayor, who's that? The fifth line, when Zayin went up. Or Rav Nachman or Rav Shmuel, the gross worship tamers are impossible. Halacha of mayor, because they're also, Rav Nachman paskins like whom? Like a mayor. Yeah, EU comer, I'm not going to self-send if you're an Aleph. Subas the Rabbanan. Well, that's the name of this, the name of Shmuel, whatever. Different discussion. Fine. The Machlokes in the Yerushalmi. The Vilna Gaon is not at the Bavli. He's a Bucky Bechol Yerushalmi too. Everybody say, you go and do everything like you know what's right in front of your nose. It's probably Ben. Okay, what does he say in Yerushalmi? B'shem Shmuel, b'shekel HaKodesh. What does shekel HaKodesh mean, Rabbi Osai? Shekel means a shekel d'araisa, kind of turi. It's called shekel HaKodesh. Others say no. Matbe Yotze, kind of medina. It's Yotze b'medina. So chamesh sloim shel ben, kulan b'shekel HaKodesh mon turi. Rattles off all the obligation you pay in great money in Kesef Tzuri, and guess what's glaringly omitted? Ksuvas Isha. On Rav Avin, no, that's not kasha. Klum lomdu ksuvas Isha lo meonus mefateh. Mikave and the Tanina and also Mafata, now listen up, Raisa. Command the Tonic Subasisha Mohen, Rabbos and Meridik. That's a mafurish of achlokus and nimishami. Does a ksuba pay kesef tsuri or kesef medina? Not just a question of what the Rabbeinu Tam says and what the Rambam says. It goes back to the Yerushalmi. V'zeh shalok apirish atosu zarash akosu she'ein cholek b'davar di'af di'man damak suba di'rabbana mikomako ashir kuli alma d'oraisa. It's mefurish against the Yerushalmi. V'siyat l'psak agonim she'posu k'tan akama d'mat be'ayotze u'kanach amaroi kulu u'shmu'al yechida. How we pass the Gashpach in the Mishnah? The Rift denies that. Especially the Amorim against it. How do you like that? So the Gra is now giving you rias to all the Rabbona. V'chein mashiv masnisin sov suvus uvibrais hasham. What does that mean? And there's no machloikas except for the measly distinction between Kaputkin and Eretz Yisrael. So what does that mean? That means that the money is going to be cheap money. Cheap money. Kesef Medina. Kesef Medina. How do you like that? Amazing. Next, how much I move in silver? We're not up to it yet. How much is in silver? It's not for today. What about the other poskim? What do they say? Pakert! Even if Ksuvah de Rabbanon, Shir Ezeh Midoraisa, V'horai, we just saw this Raya. It's yesterday's Kasha. The Gro was as if he was in the Shir and the Esther Shir. What is he saying? Midlo ifli yutan nekama v'rashbag ela ibemos eretzol v'kaputkir abu v'abe atzo hein shavin uksuvah salmano chulamah de Rabbanon, says the Perikama, and it says if you base that came in the chos of the Kaparshan. Amal chachiyuhu imapsula rabosai imapsula. It must be that everything is going to get paid kesef tsuri, even almana. What's that gemara? Rabosai, you have the ma'amar makomos in front of you. Open it up. The ma'amar makomos asks you to see a gemara. If it's sechtek suvis, rabosai, on daf yud beis. Take a look at us. Yud Beis. Mishnah Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Achas Almanas Yisrael. V'achas Almanas Kohanim. Ksubos Almanim. Bez Nishal Kohanim. Ha'yugov on the Psula Arba Me'er Zuz. L'mir U'biyonim Chachavim. They had a high price. Kanim. The Almanas Kohanim Ksubos Amasai. Ayva Nant Nant. Echas achas amonas yisrael, achas amonas kohanim, ksubos amonah. So what do you mean amonas kohanim, ksubos amasai? It's against the Mishnah. Om Ravashi, shtei takon asavu, for amonah bas kohanim. Mei karat kin le psula arba mei azuz, ul amonah amonah. Turn the page. Kevin havin chodet mezalzalu buhu. What does that mean? In amonas. Kalos benas lo tiyam, ksubos nizmu etes. Take the little muscle. Oh. Came in the cause of the compassion and I forget. Why should I bother paying an almana and paying 200 to the mouth of for the same money? I did not an almana's kohanim. Nezel v'nez the b'sula b'as Yisrael. Adrina limosai. In other words, you see here that we talk about almana versus b'sula. It's a 2-to-1 ratio. Just do the math here. Not 16-to-1, but 2-to-1. Arba almanas is there abonin and besul. And besul, what do you see from here? Even if besul would be the rabbanon, you got to still pay the high amount of money. Almana, the rabbanon pay the same amount of money. Doesn't make one bit of difference. Super besul, almana, the rabbanon, the rice, it's all irrelevant. You're paying kesef tsuri. That's a riot. It's a riot. He doesn't say riot brewer. He says a riot. Keep that in mind. Watch. The lean there. It's his own riot. The building up. Riot brewer. Ksuba slamates. I'm at bay. Did you saw it? Yotza kesef fechule. What do you mean yotza? It's the same amount. Now we all know that when it comes to the onus of the fater, it's kesef tsuri, kesef yishlam or absulus. It says yotza made the same amount. You see, klar, that even if tsuri be the rabbanan, you got to pay 50 shkolim tsuri, which is 200 tsuri. So the goal now is saying, granted it's the rabbanan, even if so, as the Rosh said, you test per galif. You have to pay the higher amount. What was the Gaon to do with this? What was the Gaon to do with this? Raya Brewer. Raya Brewer. Let's just say, as someone suggested before, he was Yotzami. Let's go back to our Gemara. The Gemara says, "And that Lamed Testament Beis." Look one more time at the Lashon of the Gemara, please. Lamed Testament Beis, Yotza Kesef Kenasa V'Ksuvasa, which means that the Kesef Kenas swallows up the Ksuvah. More. That's Kesef Tzuros or Kesef Medina. You could learn that way. The Gemara holds it's considered a Dochak in the Lashon of the Gemara, but one could say that. One could say that. Okay. Now it's interesting, Rabosai. Did you notice this distinction? Rabosai, a man can either divorce the woman or can die. Either way, you have to pay the ksuba. What did it say? If you died, what does it say? If you divorced, what does it say? Let's give a look. What does it say? Kisha teite v'divorces her ein lo olav klum mace yotza kesef knasa v'ksubasa. Whoa. Why change the expression? Say twice ein lo olav klum or say twice yotza kesef knasa v'ksubasa. Halo double. Rabbi said, who in this room picked up this nuance? Why did Gemara change expressions? Why did Gemara change expression? We make the following suggestion. Listen carefully, watch. If Shetetze Ain lo olav klum, because the whole reason for the ksuba with respect to the grusha is what? Five words. What? Right? He can't divorce her. Pasuk chumash lo yuchal shachal kol yamav. So the whole thing doesn't apply, and therefore, ain lo olav klum, zero. But if he dies, they're both saying, if a man dies, why is there a ksuba in the first place? Explain to me. Why should there be a ksuba? Obviously, the reason of Shlote Kabin of Sira does not apply. This wasn't a suicide, Chas V'Shalom. He died. Be a disincentive from dying, it was a state has to pay 200 zuz. Stay alive, Abba, stay alive. If you die, I have to pay 200 zuz. Oh, okay, now stay alive. That's what we're talking about over here. I see you somewhere. Could they play? So why is, who knows? Why is there a ksuba if a man dies? Yeah?
To help the wife.
Help the wife, very good. Help the wife. So Tosi says over here, give a look. Watch. Tosi, the bottom Tosi. Tema Luri, came in the Tavish, Lote Kalabain of Lotia, Almana, my Tkina, the Rabbanon, Suba. That's our Kasha. He died. Lohoyal, the Matakan, the Gushim of Ad. Everyone see it? What's the text? Omeri. The mitor shehutzuchu l'taken v'grusha shadekal ben lotzia. Tekinu namel amona. Why? Mishum chino. Mishum chino. It's over here. You have a mem? You have the mem? Look at pei dalet amen alef. It tells where you look. Pei dalet amen alef. It's a whole different story over there. But the word chino is found. Four lines up. The ksubas isha mishum chino. Rashi. Sheyimtzu ha'anashim chen b'enei ha'anashim v'yiyu nisos lehen shlo tidagno lahavsin ksubasam. Question of triage, priorities, and collection. So here too, the woman should want to marry the man, because in case he dies on her, she'll get a ksuba. Now, it's so unromantic, Rosa. The whole ksuba is unromantic. Ksuba is realistic. Not every man lives forever. Not every marriage lives forever. A woman has to be secure. She's an amana. Who's going to take care of her? Who's going to take care of her? You know, we've all had cases. A man dies young. They're collecting money, which is a very beautiful thing to do. But she doesn't want to be some type of collection. She wants to have some kind of financial security. Oh, so we'll see some of the details of how much it's worth. But in the old days, its buying value was much, much greater, as we shall see. Okay? So Mishum Chino. You see it in print. You look on the side, it says, this expression Mishum Chino is later on, Sadizayin, and Gittin, in many places in Shas. This idea of Mishum Chino. That's the reason for Ksuba for an Almon. All right? Fine. The Meiler of Osai. If every single Amona gets money, so why shouldn't this Amona get money? Who cares that he was minus 50 years ago? I said, no, not at all. You don't get the money. You already got the money. Mace, Yotze Kesef Knosset, Ksubos, you got it already. 50 years ago. 50 years ago! Should have put it into what's that guy? Buffett? What's that? That's the guy? You invested in Buffett 50 years ago, you'd be a millionaire. Did I say it right? Okay. I didn't do it, but I say it. Maybe someone else did it. Say it, just leave it with him, become a millionaire. But the story about the rabbi in his community, remember that story? Where's he from? Somewhere. Omaha? Where's he from? I think the rabbi in Omaha invested with him. Said, trust me, it's 50 years ago. Trust me, give me $1,000, and the rabbi's going to become a millionaire over 50 years. Just left it there. Didn't know anything about it. We're not that smart. Okay, anyway. In any event, Rabbi said the raya is here and the raya is there. The Gra quotes all the various rayas. In any event, if the ksuba, the raya where it comes from, kimor apsulus. So in the Gra. But Agamar said not that way. Agamar says Mar Absulus means an onus. Perhaps it means that that's a drusha gzera shavah. But the pashta de kra, if ksuba the raya Mar Absulus, is a ksuba. Ksuba. And what's the ksuba? 50 shalom. Sure, the chadal dash and kamar absolutely refers to an onus. That's not simple pshat and posuk. Rabosai, when the Torah Kosh speaks to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Malame Torah Lame Yisrael. He's teaching Klal Yisrael, Parshas Mishpatim, long before Parshas Kiseitze. When Hashem told us, Kesav Yishav Kamar Absulus, what kiseitze? What onus? Pshuto Shemikra is an existing obligation we all know about called Mor Absulus. You know what that is? Ksuba Daraisa. Not merely as we saw before in Mishnah Melech, that was a minig to give Ksuba, whatever happened to be any amount of money. No. It's a set amount of money. It's 50 shkol. It's a Gemara Dashim Zera Shava. But it's a Chiyuv Ksuba. That's what Mor Absulus means. That's what we saw before in the Gra. That's what the words mean. Behold, that Ksuba's the Raisa, it comes from Kemor, Absulus, yeah?
Is the for whatever reason is the wife ever allowed to like forego, like if she for whatever reason, like say like they're financially like unstable, like they can't afford to, like the ksuba, but they got like is she allowed to like forego the ksuba and just like
if she is merchel on a ksuba,
yes,
that's the right one right away. But what's bilisnus?
Write a new one.
Absolutely new.
Did you like write one that says like I'm just not going to cover you financially at all? I'm just like
bilisnus. What you could do, let's say. we got Eicha not long ago. We're still in Chodesh Av. Chodesh Elul, we're still in Chodesh Av. So there's a pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, Bidei lo uchal kum. I was put into the hands of someone, and I just can't get out of the problem. So Chazal say, forgive me for this expression, Chazal said it, Zu isha ra sheksubasa maruba. A bad wife, but there's a humongous tshuva, can't afford to get divorced. So she may say, honey, we're strapped for cash. I know, we'll refinance. You promised me a tshuva of $1 million. You have learned it by Nachman Ben Gurion there with the sugan that's in getting there. He says, you're married, a tshuva of what? Elif, Alfe, didn't raise up. She was eating barley with dung. That's a good one in the Kamsa of a Kamsa. So let's say, Elif Alfa Dinezov, $1 million gold coins in the Kuba. Says the honey, my hedge fund went up, but now the whole thing collapsed. I have no money. And everything's mortgaged to $100 billion. I can't, it's under lien. I can't tell anything. Even for Reichman, that's a lot of money. I mean, $100 billion, that's a lot of money. Everything's under lien. I can't tell, we're going to starve to death. All right, she says, honey, I'm merchel everything. Goes to the rabbi. Oh, pilas nus! Write a nuksuva. What's a nuksuva? 200 zuz. 200 zuz is a few dollars. That's okay. No longer pilas nus.
As long as you do a little.
Yeah. A little, 200 zuz. Not less than that. Not one penny less than that. Called a perchus is pilas nus.
The minimum is 200 zuz?
Minimum. Minimum. Absolute minimum. If they really want to be cheap, I don't want to say. Minimum 200 zuz. I both say we'll see, so it's not so much money. That can happen. The narrow side, the question was, yesterday she ended with the following question. How can you say that ksuba is, that ksuba is, I'll put it this way. If ksuba pays kesef tsuri, if it's the raisa, and the din if it's the rabbanon, what do you do with the gemara and afkuf yud? Which is the only difference about eretz tzuva versus kaput gear. So we already had a test from the rush. What's that? Even if ksuba is the rabbanon, you still pay kesef tsuri. Am I with me so far? Got it? Now I'll show you an opposite test. Over to the Ran, it's on the Makor sheet. The Ran, the last Ran in the seventh. How much the last Ran in the seventh? Page Kub Tzadi, hey, a lot of pages in the rift. Whoa. Those are the old ones, some of Hammond Race. Kub Tzadi, hey, wow. Ulinin halacha, time alone. No, before that. The Kulek Suba Sharuka. Suba Daraisa. Okay, we saw this yesterday, we saw the Rashi. The Tamil Rashba. Yomak Suba Daraisa. Hechi Moda Beresha. The Nos Isha Beres Yisroel. Nos Lemimos Eres Yisroel. For Iyu Mehecha Gama Midik Sidin Shmos Chafes Tazai. Kimor Absulos. Dimikan Sabchu Chacham Suba Zisha Menatora. Kinitanya Perkamad Mechil Navyud. The kesef the onus of the fata masayim shul tsuri havel b'chores mantes v'yachi v'reisha nami havel leflugi eino nosu nami moros eretz yisrael ela masayim shul tsuri. What's going on? Eretz yisrael means what's called kesef medina, medinat yisrael. Before they had Zionism, medinat yisrael. It's supposed to medinat kaputkia. Look at this terrace. Yesh lomar, it's really from the Ramban. Yesh lomar, the mai de rashbag yolach mikimor apsulos, hainu lomar, she yesh mor leisha min ator. An obligation of ksub exists with the rice. The eze mor, she askimu bo, ben shnehem, mishtabad lomen ator. Eivrom she ain lem shir. Whatever you want. Ficha chal shibudo b'mokam anisuin. Avolo sheisach hamoa kesach shal onus kefate. Al kesach sheyaskimu bo. Chachome mishu v'nasei ala masai.
Wow.
Tosefta. V'ashpagol meksub az isha b'chol b'mokam anisuin. Amad lo masai tsuri kamar. V'nikotani stavim b'mokam anisuin. How do you like that? The opposite of the Rosh. The Rosh said that even though Ksuba is the Rabbana on your pates, Kesef Tzuri, and the Ran says, even though Ksuba is the Raisa, you pay Kesef Medina. Both answer the same question. How can it be only difference of Kaputki or Raisa Shra? Maybe. So the two answers to the question we left with yesterday in the Shir. Either even though it's the Rabbana on your pay Kesef Tzuri, which is the Rosh, or even if it's the Raisa, you pay Kesef Medina, which is the Ran. The Rosh and the Ran are at loggerhead. What cannot be is what we were taught on our own. It's the rice we paid Tsuri, the Rabbani paid Medina, that's against the Gemara, that's Kufyut. So that's what we cannot be. How do you like that? How do you like that? Wow. 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 So now that we saw this, I'd like to show you one more source, which will be a bit of a chazara. But it's some new things as well. It's called the Agos Mordechai, Simon Shin Yud Beis. It's very long, but I gave a few little places to see. A fairly small portion of that very long Mordechai. If you know how the Mordechai works, it starts with regular Mordechais, and it goes to what we call Agos Mordechai. So that works in every Masechta. The regular Mordechai stopped, Simon Reish Pei Beis, and then it goes for another 30 Simonim, Reish Pei Gimel to Shin Yud Gimel, Hagos Mordechai. So the next to the last one, Shin Yud Beis, is about this topic. Makes sense, it's on the last chart, last topic, number 7. So as for the Maram Makomas, we'll only read small portions of this quite lengthy Hagos Mordechai. Okay, take a look. Rabbi Osai, look inside. Goes to the Sugan Kaputkia, oh, the whole business, the whole Arichas Gedola about Kaputkia. Okay. He passes over here. The Ksuba's Isha is Doraisa. Okay, we saw the Machlokas Gedolia Aposkin. And he paskins, the Ksuba's Isha is Doraisa. Now, of course, we understand that there are not others who disagree with him. Okay. So let me first read you the second piece. This will bring you a riot. How many have the Ozra others? I want to get some. Not everybody has Ozra. We have Ozra Hodder, its second raya is on page Lamed Zion, column 2, about 12 lines up. I can't tell you where it is in the other one. I would say it's approximately halfway through Shin Yud Beis. But Ode Nire. Everyone see the words? The Ode Nire Raya to position with Doraisa. Doraisa is the first one in the line. How do you know? We saw this right a minute ago. The Chazar. We need to pray Af Al Pi. Yamar Rav Meir called Pogos the Psulim Vasayim Lamon Mimon. Where is the Bilas Nus? Probably Gemara Filu B'Tanah. Where is the Rav Meir called Masam Shkotz B'Tarot No Bottle? Ramon No Kaim. So Rav Meir, Ksuba Daraisa. Ksuba Daraisa. Ksuba Daraisa. Umeshamachi machma the shuri bilas nus. Umeaitaim anami omer is an important phrase. This phrase is implicit in Ksuba, it's explicit in Baba Kama. Asur lishos in ishto below Ksuba. It says perikachol in Baba Kama. Ramei. Also, lishos to mishnah below Ksuba. That's what it says. That's what it says. So therefore, the Mordechai brings a raya. From here, we paskin that Ksuba's isha is the Doraisa. Pas like a man. Alma the Ksuba Doraisa the Bo-Taget, which is the last line of column 2 of the page Lam Zion. This is an owl print of the Ozmanot. That's the first excerpt, which is something we saw already in the Bir Agra. But obviously it's important to see it in the original, in the Mordechai, as well. Fine. That's as far as the Raya in this direction. Okay, but earlier in Shin Yud Beis, let's see if we can pick up the right spot. The Ein Lahakshos. The word Ve'ein Lahakshos, it's about 15 lines or 20 lines before it. Ve'ein Lahakshos Ha. The word Ha, Heyal, was the last word on the line. A little less than halfway down, column 2 on page 11, Zion, second column. Those are my edition. Ein Lahakshos. Ha, Arminin, Perakamad, Iksubis. Humor, Apsulos, Kazeh, Mikan, Savchul, Iksubis, Yishad, Doraisa. Michlal derabonani krasmachto. Samchu, asmachto. You know what the word asmachto means? It means two different things in completely, the word asmachto. For our purpose, asmachto means that then derabonani. If you have an expression tomorrow, asmachto bialma, it's a mere asmachto, means the chazal linked one of their dinim to a pasuk in chumash. It's not really the dinim, it's not really the rice. It's samchu, asmachto. It's asmachto. The Ksuba is the Raisa. Ksuba, in fact, is the Raisa. Is the Raisa. How do you know? How do you know? Midirsiv Kamar Psulos, as I said to you before. Ukra Torah Kamar. But the Shiura Asmachtahi. Oh. This now it's all of a sudden, the Mordechai turns to a pussycat. Instead of saying, as we thought he was saying until now, that there's a chiyuv d'oraisa to give 50 shkolim. Now he's saying, a chiyuv d'oraisa certainly exists. How much you give is up to you. She was in a smash. That's like the Ramban almost. If it's d'oraisa, it says it's any amount of money. Wow. Wow. Okay, now we'll turn the page of the Open Mar edition and see one more thing. One more citation from the Hagos Mordechai. The Koshe, it's column 1 of page Lamed Ches, 10 lines up. To the Perakama de Ksubas, Masha de Ksubas, Almona, Shir Acheti Shil Pesula. As we also spoke about earlier. The Kamas and Almona, Kohanet, Tsubas, Reish, Kevin, the Chazi, the Parashim, and Ami, Adnaspis, Almona, Kohanet, Nispis, Pesula, Sestro, Vajinu, the Almona, Almona, Alma, Palgahavi. See, it's half. Lachay nira the pira shriper kshor shenagach dal dehe baba kama ben almana ben sula ben mana tsuri v'hai lo mani ksubasisha mani hanu de kogmani b'bchor es perkesh b'chor shen b'kesef tsuri lo mani ala hanu de ksiv b'hedja b'kro kesef shkolam kol chamesh is b'chor lama de eved nun donos mefata kufta mozi shemra ava mora ksuba lo kosef b'hedja kesef shkolam. Doesn't say beferish how much it is. Ufid v'reinu ye k'shir k'subas ha'psula nun shekel kesef k'shir onus ha'mefateh. And he goes into the details of how much that's worth in real life, which I'm not up to yet, right now. So he's no more pussycat, he's a tiger. He's a tiger. 50 shkolim adarais. So it applied, so it would seem. So it appear. Let's just say it's only the Rabbanim. But anyway, this year is 50 shkolim, kesef tzuri. Ad kan abosai, in the Hagos Malacha. So the question becomes, according to this Yisod, even if it's the Rabbanon, you pay 50 shkolim anyway, might not come in. Third line of column 2. The Tomar. Watch this. That's this. It tells you how much it is. 384 Soros, Beninos. It tells you how much it is in Shkolim and Venezia. Whole story. Not for now. Okay. Abamez Dukat Kesef. Amon Masayim Dukat. Is that the right word? Dukat? D-U-C-A-T? That's the word? He spells it Dalad Vav Kuftes. Fine. As it says in Suas Perakama, the Fiud, Hol v'takona sachamami, lo tigve ela ziburis. How do you like that? I like that? That's what it says. And it goes the rest of the paragraph. I'm not going to read you every last detail. I just should tell you one important thing as follows. Uvimeem adayen lo nitka mashakosin shvar arag. Who's married here? You read the Ksuvah when you got married? Probably not. We'll get that either. We'll have to talk about that. What if the Chazan didn't read the Ksuvah? He said, I never read it. Shvar Arag means Idis. Every Ksuvah you see today has written Idis in it. Says the Mordechai that that wasn't the original Takana. They used to write the God Ziburis. Then can I feel Idis Gabion? Ulai be may Shimon ben Shetach. Shetiken Ksuvah le'isha. We'll come to that later at great length. Nitkan. This is Perakama the Shabbos. That if you doubt that Shimon ben Shetach was Metakin Ksubah. Did you hear the name before Shimon ben Shetach? Who ever heard the name before? Who heard the name of Shimon? When did he live? Which Masechta do you know him from? Avos is one. Where else? Brachos. Very good. Where is it? Who was his brother in law?
It was when the Chashmonaim came.
Yanai HaMelech. You know the story of Shimon ben Shetach?
Well, didn't he have to hyper him or
something? Yeah, well, he was married. Yana killed out all the chachamim, but Shimon was protected because he was a brother-in-law. Yana's wife was his sister. They killed out Shimon, his marriage was in deep trouble. There was a whole tumult, no one had a bench for them. Right? They also were famous in brachas. So he lived, his man, by his shame. He was one of the zugos, right? Another Shimon Meshedach was a nasi, and he was an abezin. Right? He was a great, great, great man. He was a metakan ksuba, among Shabbos HaFudal. We'll see details what exactly he was metakan. So maybe when he was ordained to write a ksumah, they put in the minhag of writing Shvar Arag. Inami, catch this now. Nafkamina b'mokam she'en kosin ksumah v'somchen atanai bezdin. I d'oraisa gavin beinonis. I d'rabonan ziburis. Because they didn't write anything Shvar Arag. Now wait a second. How do you understand this line? First line says Shimon ben Shetach tiken ksuba. The next line says Malcolm Shenko's ksuba. My boy said, "What's going on over here?" This is going to be one of our important discussions. Did Shimon ben Shetach make it mandatory to write a ksuba? If so, how can you have Malcolm Shenko's ksuba? Wait, Rashi asking on against Shimon ben Shetach's takana? I'd like you to figure out this problem. You saw the Maramah Kovas, it's a contradiction one after the next. Think about it for a minute. You'll come maybe tomorrow and give me the answer to that question. Okay, fine. Fine. Dafka miyasmi, hechashin is armala, but hechashin is garsha, and he's okay, and I feel miglimo dal kasve. Every ksuba says, the shirt off your back. But I do a wedding, I usually grab the chosn by the shoulders at that point in time. I grab a suit. I went to tuxedo. But we have a suit to say, boy, this shirt, this jacket is subject to lean to this suba. That's as long as the man's alive. Chas v'shom after 120. So then, there's a famous rule. What's that rule? We'll discuss it later on. Metalte de yasmi lo mishtabli. You may have learned about Makam elsewhere. Famous rule in Shas. Then he says, Miu bishnas elef you test the shtaros. Molach avuna halevi baravitzach uviyomaya tekinu v'em et kamig oni bovel. Lemigvi balchol v'ksubas isha. Miyasmi afilmi metatli. How do you like that? A little bit. The dinner of the Gemara you can't collect. Gaon said you can't collect. What's the love that's behind it? Important, you know, it's also Gemara ksubas. Everything is in ksubas. I wrote this mesepa's gold mine. The Gemara says that you can only collect from karka. You know why you only get from karka? Who can guess why? Logically.
It's guaranteed to be.
Guarantee can't move. Horace, all of my mothers. Anything otherwise is hide in the Swiss bank. Safe deposit box. So everything can get hard. So there's no spiras now except on the ground which can't move. Fine. It says in Arabia, what's land worth? Sand. Before oil. Was a little, the land is worthless. They would collect from camels. That's what you're dealing with. You survive of camels. So the Gaonim said in their time when Jews was not owning land anymore, but they would allow to own land, whatever it was. Nowadays, our movables are the equivalent of land in the time of the Gemara. So the talent of the Yassim Mishtam. All this is important to know for general knowledge. We'll get to all of it later as we go along during the year. Okay, we're both a very important Haggadah Mordechai that we just spent a lot of time on. Baruch Hashem.
When?
Yeah.
When Sperm Asmachta comes up, does it have equal strength to Takanto? Or is
good
it
question. Good question. Asmachta means it's a Takanto which has a source in Torah Shabbat, where the source is purely a mnemonic device, which I believe is the opinion of the Rambam, or the source means it's a divine message, but it wasn't mandatory until the rabbi said so, which is the Ritva's interpretation. I leave to you. The Ritva is very strong about this. Oh, is he strong. I know it's not really our Indian right now, so today is Rosh Chodesh El. Tomorrow Rosh Chodesh, is that correct? Do I have it right? Emes? Yeah, watch this. It's a total digression. But since you asked what about Asnafta, I'll show it to you. Important for general knowledge. Watch this. Watch. Oh, watch this. Behold, Amakadosh Baruch Hu. Imu lefanei Malchus Zechronos Veshofros. Aide only midirabonon. Well, Torah says Zichron Trua. Yeshlumo Cheroi Lahaskip Suke Trua Psuka Zikor. Very nice. Umehacha Samchu Rabbonon Netkune Hani Psuka Tetkiyosim. Rabbi Kiva therefore said, Omra Kodesh Baruch Hu. Imu lefanei Malchus Zichronos. Everyone see here what's going on? Shekomash Yeshu Asmachtim in Aposik. Heir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheroi Lassus came. El shlo kvo chova, u misar le chachamim, v'zedav bar v'yemes. Every time it says asmachta, to answer your question, it's far from takanta, which is good. It Hashem wants it. Hashem didn't demand it. Chachamim made it mandatory. The lo kedivri hamafarshim asmachtos shukederach simin. That's why I was brought up that way. The mnemonic. Shenastu chachamim v'lo shekavanas haTorah. That's how I was brought up. Look at the Ritva says about this. Chas v'sholom yishtaka hadavar v'lo ye'omer shezu das minus hu. Of course, I believe the Rambam says this. It will be the first or last time someone called the Rambam up. Of course, but I'm just saying that. But that's how I was always brought up in the Yeshiva. Aval haTorah ha'yira b'kach v'mesara chiyuv hadavar l'kavar l'chachamim im yirtzu. Tim Sahakam knows the Mukhamakam Raya Ozeko Asmachla the Rayman at Torah. Kaloma. אין המחד שדבר מליבה, וחותו שבה פרו מוזה בתור שבחסב, שתמימה וחס ושלום, שהיא חסרה כלום. This is an unbelievable rhythm. Wow.
Although usually a smachta is also paired with the word be'alma.
Be'alma. A mere smachta. Yeah, it's true. It's a mere smachta compared to the chi of the rice. Everything's relative, you know. Your relativity. And with myself, it was a digression. It was an important digression. Now, Rabosai, we go back to the Tosi. Another just a few minutes to go. And leave that at tomorrow. We will continue to see out of the Shemaya. But just a few more minutes. The Tosis here on Lama Tessin and Days. Our Tosis. Very beginning. What does it say? Ava got the psuli esh at psulim in the Torah. Zos uli. That's why it says it's a tikkir rabban. Umiyu tema. The kaposik v'toni. The becholinyan en luksuba. Afilu bo oleho shalo kidarko. Upsula gemurahi. Why shouldn't there be a ksuba deraisa in that kind of a case? Yesh lak suba min haTorah. Doim bo aleha sheni, yesh lak nas. He said if someone else comes, is madiser, or mefata is nas. V'lo havi taima shlo tekala ben alo tziya. So Tosis gets stuck with a kasha and has no teretz. How can you say over here, stamkach, in all cases, it's a din derabbanan. What if the situation is one in which that there was a bia shloka darka? So it should be a ksuba daraisa. This is kasha. Rabosa, how many of you have in the back of your gemara the Tosus or Rosh? Always one has it. Some other gemaras also have Tosus. They have Tosus. I'm going to show it to you, see how many people have it. I think most people have it. Right. Tosus or Rosh. Miutema, Tosus Kasha. Venera League is a Tosus gets no terrors. Venera League, I'm going to see it's Cage Chum Base and also other. Column 2, towards the very bottom. Lokasha. Tosha Ben Rab Yossi, Ben Rabbonin, Midoraisa, Ein Luxuva. Why not? The Siv, Kesef Yishko Kamara Psulus. Alma, Kesef Kinosa. Omeid b'moko mo'ar b'suleho. No! The reason there's no ksuba d'oraisa here is because there's a bimkom. There's the money of 50 shkolim. Lo p'tigelcha b'd rabbonon. Rabbonon sarve lo tikna hocha ksuba. The matam tikna rabbonon ksuba b'moko shatikna kakom b'ula. But the real reason there's no ksuba d'oraisa is why? Because it's 50 shkolim in the case of an onus. Oh man, this is very, very important. This is very, very, very important. Critical. Critical. Is there a din of ksuba in the case of Shloka Darka? The Tosfos says it should really be a din of Ksuba Daraisa. And the Rosh says, no! Paid up front! It was paid up front! What are you talking about? This is very, very important to us. But I can't explain to know why it's so important because it's topical down the middle. Because tomorrow, we'll continue from over here, okay? Everyone got it? Hope everyone understood the shiur today. Question, hope to be there tomorrow. You can ask any questions. You have to work out the chavrusim, so Adobe is in charge of getting everyone to have the chavrusim.